So just this past Thursday at 6 p.m. in this very room, we wrapped up our week-long AM to PM program, a week of community service with high school students. So every day for 7 days in a row, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night, if you're good at math, that's 70 hours we spent together. We'd start the day at the church, and then we'd go out into the world, and we'd do at least two or three community service projects every day. So we did all sorts of things. We served at a soup kitchen. We served at the Friday Cafe one day. We passed out 500 flyers in this neighborhood to let people know about our micro food pantry. We cleaned out a disgusting church basement over in Cambridge. It's so disgusting, in fact, we had to leave early because we couldn't handle it. We did all sorts of community service projects in the course of the week. But the two most important projects we did both happened last Saturday, which happened to be the second day of our program. So on Saturday morning at about 8:30, we got some rides from the church and we went over to McDonald Park in Medford. And there we joined with the Mystic River Watershed Association to help them clear an invasive species of plants from the banks of the Mystic River. It's this plant called bittersweet, if you've ever heard of it. It was brought into the country about in the 1800s, and slowly and insidiously it spread all through this area. Now it's all along the banks of the Mystic, and what it does is it vines up around other plants and literally just chokes them out. They can't get any sunlight, they can't breathe, and so they die. So we joined with about 40 other volunteers, and our task was just to rip it out of the ground as best as possible. We had clippers, we had saws, and we had gloves just so we could yank it out of the ground as best we could. So these kids, and on any given day we had between 9 and 15 high school students with us, so our kids set to work. We were at it for about 2.5 hours over there just yanking this out of the ground, and they were having fun with the saws and the clippers. And if you can imagine little Henry running around with telescoping lawn clippers, it was scary at times. But about an hour into our adventure over there, our kids came across this stump of bittersweet that must have been growing since the 1800s, because it was about this wide. It was a really big stump. And these kids decided that they would not move on until they had dug this stump of bittersweet out of the ground. And it needs to be said, all the other groups of volunteers who were doing this, they would see these and they would just walk on by and, you know, just clear everything else. But these kids said, no, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this right, and we're going to get this out of the ground. So for 45 minutes, they pushed it and they pulled it. They strategically clipped the roots that were anchoring it into the ground, preventing it from rocking back and forth. And over the course of those 45 minutes, every single kid in our group had their hands on this thing, trying to pull it out of the ground. And after 45 minutes, they finally got it. And I have a picture of it here for you. Oh, I didn't put the screen down.